Ooh, yeah, it is. Hello.
Hi.
It's been a while. Kind of chilly in here.
Better than outside.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's because the system thinks we're in.
Lee Nathan's here.
Glenn Stoughton.
I don't count. Okay. I'm just a fly on the wall.
The
Nothing significant.
Details.
Not an issue for me.
I move that we approve the meeting minutes from September.
Second it.
Aye.
This could be very old business. Oh, sorry. Those were the meetings. And then, Darren, business. And we are going to discuss the implementation. Okay.
So you're vacating the position?
I can say I'm not to allow somebody else to take the role here. So I think you've done a great job. I'm totally supportive of your candidacy.
I agree.
I totally agree.
You won't go on several months, so.
Thank you. To
Hey, probably ask for a motion. I heard from Lisa personally.
I make the motion to maintain you as our chairperson.
Second.
I appreciate the
Favor, aye.
You should have a vote. We should have a vote. Sorry.
Let's
I'll be your Robert rules.
Hi. We have a new parliamentarian.
Good.
Yes.
So now,
It's the charter, it's okay if I step in.
sure.
And I was looking for this after last meeting. The charter says that the Citizen Review Board shall report to City Council at least annually regarding its work and may make recommendations for action by the city. So it doesn't need to be a presentation. It could simply be a report. You know, you could be like, hey, we're the Citizen Review Board. We met this many times this year. We didn't review anything formal, but we reviewed like whatever you want.
We established the patient
Right.
committee.
I find it kind of odd. It's literally the only thing in our charter that would require anything like that. And also nothing like that in our code. So, but nonetheless, in their infinite wisdom, the Charter Review Commission put that in there. What's that?
Communications department
Mm-hmm.
emphasis with media.
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
I just think that in the charter requiring an annual report to the city is a little much, but whatever. Here we
Well,
are.
the value I see in it is the fact the chief spoke with us last time. I think to make that presentation to let council know that there's that kind of interaction with our group and the chief of police and the types of things that are being done, I don't think it has to be extensive, but I think letting the community and letting council know that there's that dialogue and it's an ongoing dialogue and the ongoing dialogue with the mayor in terms of, are there any appeals? What's going on? We're reviewing that. I think those would all be good things to, it could be very brief, but I think it could be very positive in terms of setting a tone and in a relationship as well.
And if I recall correctly, there were two complaints that were filed, but they were all resolved before getting to the board.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
And so the data would be helpful to provide to City Council, I'm
Sure.
sure. Okay, good. Look, is this a verbal presentation? Or are we gonna pass something out? Show slides? I'm not giving a presentation to City Council. So what are the typical protocols? Very formal.
And we can support you guys if you say what you want to have in it.
Sure.
We could create like a little single pager.
Sure.
I don't know that it needs to be more than a single
pager.
It
may not need to be an oral presentation then, correct?
I mean, it could 100% just be distributed and discussed at the council meeting without anybody from this group present, or if you want to be present and be a special guest, and that would be great too. I mean, I think it's whatever you guys are comfortable with. I don't think any one of those is...
I think so.
Yeah.
Great.
Do it. So our last council meeting of the year is actually next Tuesday the 10th. It doesn't have to be charters, because we haven't actually followed the charter on this. That's why I think I've...
Just says annual, doesn't it?
It says annual, yeah.
So you could decide when the annual is, at least annually. I mean, it wouldn't be bad to have something at least in writing to council next Tuesday. If you tell us what you want in it, we can put it in. And if someone can come next Tuesday, that's great. If not, we can have somebody come, you guys come in January. Yeah.
I'd love to be there.
So January.
I was going to say, do we meet in the middle? Like maybe write something Tuesday and then maybe do something in person in January?
I think I would, now that... It's not abnormal, by the way, to find like little provisions like, oh, we're compliance wise, we're supposed to have been doing this thing. I would feel great about having something to council in writing by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then I could just mention it during my update next week that like this review board met. They're going to be coming to you guys in January.
Perfect.
There's a little bit of a sneak peek at what you're going to hear from them and on my update. And then, but you'll get that in person.
Sounds good. January. Okay. I was at this meeting on Tuesday.
It's at 6, and then January meetings are the 14th and the 28th.
Okay. All right. Let me see to let me confirm the agenda for our site. We all need them. Maybe I can make 6. So
yeah, we can do it at the front end so that you get in and out. We're very.
I can go next Tuesday too, or in January. Like, do we all want to go? Is that what we're thinking, or do we just want our chairperson to go?
I mean, anyone can go. I think and support. Yeah, I'll be gone. I'm doing my winter surgery, and so I'll be gone mid December through part of March. So.
You call that your winter sojourn?
Yeah,
I had
to call it. So
that's very classy.
We have a place down near Charleston, South Carolina. Nice. COVID is responsible. No other reason. We were there while we were. I invite you
then. Okay, great. Okay, so you'll let us know if we can do this month or day. That's forever. And it sounds like we'll be still doing something. We'll this month in January, but I'll definitely confirm my attendance. Maybe I can put off office during the day. Okay.
It sounds like we've already identified, how many appeals did we hear done, but the mayor had reviewed some issues and the chief of police presentation. I don't know that there's much else other than that we meet and when we meet. So it could be a three-pointer.
And not anything detailed, but is there anything kind of we want to say about it's an accomplishment, right? Some of the stuff that we did on the front end.
Yeah. And we haven't really formally reported on that. So maybe to talk about how it was established and what was done. That might be a great.
We have to define what the process is going to be.
Yeah.
And the process was implemented.
Yeah.
It never reached our review part, but
good. Okay. So will you email a group and say, let's just do it in December. I'm going to be there.
Yep.
It'll come.
Perfect.
Or email the group and say,
we're going to
do the writing thing in December and we'll see you in January.
That's right.
Perfect. Sounds good. All right.
And then is that something that Tiffany's going to prepare, or is it something we can use from the minutes from the list?
We can draft it. And part by what you guys just gave us as guidance, as well as just looking through the minutes and see if there's anything else that pops out, and then we'll send like a draft. It's the you guys to your review. And it can be a launching point for whatever you guys want to say in January.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth's great at writing things, so we'll be good.
Yes. Elizabeth got a standing ovation at the Ohio Regional Planning Commission.
Oh, really? Well deserved.
I didn't know that you had to write 10 games.
You did earn that.
He gave us, he gave a.
Oh, good. That's
best for it or not. Well deserved.
Yeah. Very good.
I'm a member of the public, but I yeah.
Well stated. I mean, it is positive that we don't have public issues and concerns. You know, that I think people are aware because it's on, you know, the Friday blast, it's on the website. And the fact that people aren't appearing, I think, is some testament to how things are being resolved currently. Otherwise, we would hear, I'm sure.
You all know that the mayor's and solicitor's holiday party is on Thursday the 14th,
mm-hmm.
or 12th, Thursday the 12th.
At 6 o'clock.
Yes, very much.
It's the 12th. It's the 12th. It's next Thursday.
I don't even... I get it. I'm an extrovert and introvert. I used to be a full-on extrovert.
But now you
my best because here I am.
Thanks, it's Paul.
What to say, what not to say. Well, Britt's going with me, so that'd be...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So Susan's
down. She might give me PTSD, man.
She'll be here. Great. I'll make sure she'll be.
We discovered that I am Novocaine resistant.
That's
a thing. I think I already knew that. It all made sense now.
Interesting. Hopefully there are options. I don't usually get it unless I'm having, and she's good about saying, now is this hurting? And I'll say, and she'll say, oh, stop. And so I don't get Novocaine unless I really need it.
Yeah, good.
That's why there are grip marks on the seats.
Exactly. Scratches on my face.
Saying that, especially when we speak to the city, I want to make sure that we had discussed it and that it's being implemented, that we ensuring that the form shows that there is an appeals process and that it's accessible and known when someone does do a complaint. So it's not just for show that we exist, that we that the public does know that we are here and their choice of not appealing is not for that, which makes accessibility.
Their choice for not appealing is because Chief Lewis handles his stuff.
Well, this isn't just for the police department. It's for right. any city employee, as I understand it. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, the ones that have been filed have been resolved at an immediate level rather than having to appeal and go through the whole process, which makes that work.
No.
No, there was a, wasn't there an HR?
I'd have to go back to it. But like, we've had code enforcement complaints and code enforcement is our number, number one or number two. Uh-oh. Watch out.
Recusal. I feel a recusal coming up. But we also have a complaint concierge, which we should be defined as a part of the process.
Yep. We could, honestly, no one has like ever used Mary Younger, who is our And I should touch base with her because I haven't talked to her for several years now. I just met with her son recently.
I think it would be nice with serving to help. That way then, again, it spaces names and that we are still here and available.
Maybe we should have her come to our next meeting.
Great.
Yeah. Because, you know, she sits on the Columbus seat.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Well, she presented to us, right?
Yeah, she was able to
do. So, yeah, it's been 3 years?
Yeah, maybe early, early. Early.
The days.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice update. Yeah. Be a good update.
There's not any other business.
I move that we consider adjournment.
Just consider it.
Let's discuss a journal. Anybody opposed? Second.
Yes.
Good seeing you all.
I had a great time in South Carolina.
Well,
no.
Maybe you can survey the gift of making for the tournament.
Yeah, that's one of the and then the other one is not finalized yet. Okay. So
what are they thinking timing?